Evelyn Itumeleng watches decades-old reruns of the American crime television series Hawaii Five-O in her sparsely furnished home in Kajiso. Massive mine dumps loom large over the low-cost housing settlement near the town of Krugersdorp. Skin is stretched taut over 54-year-old Itumeleng's face. She's very thin and blinks slowly. She's paralyzed in a wheelchair. Itumeleng has multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis in her spine.
Everything happens for a reason.
MDR-TB is extremely difficult and expensive to treat. The medication has severe side effects and doesn't work for everyone. Itumeleng's also infected with HIV.
Oh, say, I feel a lot of pain, really. I don't like myself to be like this. But I have to accept this situation because I can't turn the clock back. It's just happening.
She says being confined to a wheelchair is torture because she used to be an active person. Tears stream down Itumeleng's sunken cheeks.
I didn't think that one day I could be like this. I was working. I was doing everything for myself. I was looking after my kids. I was looking after these houses for such long time. I was the one who is a breadwinner in this house.
Doctors have told her she has only months left to live because she started TB and HIV treatment too late. But she seethes, I'll never give up.
I've got that hope one day things will come right. Anything's possible.
Snowy Nkwana's high heels crunch down a path in Munsieville, also near Krugersdorp. The veteran nurse walks past a few women washing clothes. Some are infected with HIV. South Africa has the largest public sector antiretroviral program in the world. The state gives life-prolonging ARV drugs to almost 3 million people. But Nkwana says many patients she sees don't adhere to strict guidelines about how to take the medication.
When they default, then hell breaks loose. They start becoming ill. They even die because of being non-compliant. In this era, we shouldn't be having too many HIV/AIDS deaths. We shouldn't be.
Nkwana says South Africa's failing to end the stigma that surrounds HIV. She says some infected people don't take ARVs because they'd rather die than be exposed as having HIV. Nurses visit Abraham Motlabane in his home in Diepkloof, Soweto. The 73-year-old has throat cancer. A white pipe sticks out below his chin. It's a medical device that helps him to breathe and talk with great effort through a hole in his throat. Motlabane rasps that if it wasn't for morphine, he'd be in a lot of pain. He feeds himself using a syringe that pumps porridge through an opening in his wrinkled stomach. Motlabane sighs, I know that soon I will be gone from this earth. He says he can feel the cancer spreading in his body, but he's happy because the nurses are helping him to die with dignity. In Krugersdorp about a year ago, doctors gave colon cancer patient Jack Kieser 6 months to live. But, as the former footballer puts it, he's still kicking, although sometimes his suffering is immense.
Sometimes the pain is so bad that you want to commit suicide, put it that way. You just want to disappear.
What stops you from ending your own life?
That I can't answer. Maybe because I haven't got the guts to do it. Maybe I still want to live. Never mind the pain, you still want to live. You don't want to die that way.
Kieser maintains there are much worse ways to die than from cancer. He's proud that he still manages an electronics repair business and still walks everywhere.
I must. Nobody else is going to do it for me. As long as I can still walk, I walk. If I land up in a wheelchair, it's a different story. But you won't get me in a wheelchair. I'm sorry.
Why not?
I can't see myself sitting in a wheelchair all day. Impossible. Not me. Not me. I'll die still working.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I need some shells for my M1 carbine, a 30 caliber.
In her lounge in Kagiso, Evelyn Itumeleng watches more TV. Again, she voices her hatred for being in a wheelchair. She whispers, "I want to be Evelyn again, that first Evelyn."
I pray to them every day, if ever I can stand up, I can get out of this chair only.
So Evelyn, if you could stand up out of that wheelchair, yes, right now and walk again,
yes,
what would you do?
I can go back to work again, help my kids, and first of all I can knee down with these knees of mine and say thanks to God.
For many of South Africa's terminally ill, all they have left is prayer. That, says Itumeleng, and seemingly endless repeats of Hawaii 5-0 on national TV. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.